quite a common shaila goes like this, yeah? You have a person, a Yiddish person who's working by a Goyish firm, and he gets for a Kratzbach present, right? They get for a holiday present, they get a bottle of wine. This bottle of wine hasn't got without tachshah. It hasn't got without tachshah, and you want to know, you've received the bottle of wine from a Goyish colleague, and you want to know, can you take the bottle of wine and give it over to someone else that you owe to a non-Jewish cleaner? You want to give it to, you want to use the bottle, you can't drink it yourself, it's a Goyish wine. And you want to at least use the wine to give it over to someone else that you owe, sort of owe a kolos hatov to. Right? What would you say? Can you use the bottle of wine and give it over to a non-Jewish cleaner? Oh, that's the shame, obviously. Right? Let's just get our bearings on the shayla, because it does get messy, but it's very, very easy to work out. If a guy picks up a bottle of wine and pours l'shem avodah zarah, which you can say is not so common, it's also can't drink the wine, and you even can't be nehneh, you can't sell it, you can't do anything with it, really. You can't even feed a behemah shel hefka. Maybe you can't do anything with it. But today is not Negev, right? What is Negev? Stam Yenom is a darga less. That is something which Chazal asked. That means no goyim had any intention of Avodah Zarah. They just have wine because they're selling wine, right? Okay, so they have a bottle of wine. And you want to know, can you buy that wine and drink it? What should be the problem? It wasn't poured the shame of Avodah Zarah. That's called Stam Yenom, which Chazal said, it's a gezeira otu yayin nesach. And we have to say you can't drink it because it might lead to yayin, which was poured the shem of itzar. Okay, with that we can accept. But the halacha is that you can't even benefit from that wine stam yayinom. Usually you can't have anor. The hanor is also osa because yayin nesach is osa banor. Because yayin nesach is osa to benefit from. If yayin was poured the shem of itzar, you can't benefit. So too, even stam yayinom is also osa. However, the Ramah comes along and says, no, calm down. Nowadays, that goyim, when they don't have this Musav concept of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara tells us that minhag aveisayim biyodeim, even if they actually do the Avodah Zarah, they don't have real intentions of Avodah Zarah, they haven't got the real Amunah. And because they haven't got the real Amunah, therefore to make a gezeira of benefiting on Stam Yenom is a bit too far-fetched. That's what the Ramah says. And although the Chatzchilei tells you to be Machmir, says, but the Eved, if you already bought it, says the Ramah, you got Stam Yenom, you bought a bottle for £20, and you bought it out, you knew that, and now you remember the halacha that you can't benefit from it. Says the Ramah, now you can benefit from it, you can give it, you can sell it, you can do what you want with it, really. It's just besides for drinking. You can't drink it. So, that is only the opinion of the Ramah. So this person who has a shayla, who's got a bottle from a Goyish colleague, and now he wants to know, can he give it over, can he use it and benefit from the bottle and give it over to another Goyish person that he would want to show hakaras hatov?
What's a kaf hatov?
So now the question is, it's very interesting, if he's a Sfaradi, which doesn't go with the Ramah, then the halacha is that he can't use it to give it to a goy, because it's only the Ramah who came along and said that the benefit is okay, that the benefit is okay. It's only the Ramah that comes out with the kula. But the Shulchan Aruch holds that you can't benefit. The Ramah held he can. So now my shayla is, if you receive this bottle, can you now say that b'di'eved, this is a situation of b'di'eved. The case of the Ramah was where you went and bought it and you didn't realise. You paid the £20, and now you've got the bottle, so now what are you going to do with it? Throw it in the bin, you're going to lose £20. Here it's a bit worse, because in a way, you got it as a present, so can you still say that this is a case of b'di'eved? Or do you say it's not b'di'eved, because you're not losing anything, you're just not gaining? That's a good shayla, and the pashtus says it's very, very possible that this is considered a kula, that a person can use it to give it over. The shayla is, if you want to send it, the bottle of wine, with your friend, and your friend is a Sfaradi, can the Sfaradi
give it for you,
hand over the bottle of wine for you? That lechera would be a shayla because
your thing.
Because the Sfarid those which follow the sack of the Shulchan Aruch.
He's not getting enough.
But he holds that you can't benefit from a goyish wine at all. And that is the halacha. You look at all the Sfarid Ben Ishchai paskins like that. The Shulchan brings like that, and the Yalkut Yosef paskins that a Sfaradi would hold that stam yenom. You have a goyish wine, you can't benefit from it. Even if they got it as a present, even if they bought it with the Eved, they can't use it. They have to literally take it and pour it in the sink. And if they have an oil when they pour it in the sink, it's also a problem. They have to do something which they don't have any benefit from. Right? Pour it in a boil, the Shulchan Aruch says, pour it in a boil, where you got no hanor.
So here.
Can a Sfaradi friend take the bottle from his friend who's an Ashkenazi and give it over to a goy? We said that for Ashkenazi, it's mutter to be
no.
But Sfaradi lost. Now you're going to ask what hanor? You're going to ask that the Sfaradi is not getting hanor. But he's been ledi doy. What did he say? Leshitas the Sfaradi, he holds that you can't benefit from it. Wow. And now he's helping someone else.
Didn't say
benefit from
hold it. Doesn't say that you are b'chal Shabbat. He's not saying that you can't. I can't.
It's very interesting. This is a great topic. This is a topic which is discussed in the Mishnah Melech. There's the Machlokes who've shown him about this. Can someone who holds something as Osa help someone else who holds that as something as Mutter? And it's a shayla around the globe. It's a universal shayla. And usually the maskana is, it depends how vite you hold as Osa. If you hold as Osa, like a Sfaradim hold as Osa, then you won't be able to help Ashkenazi. But if you hold this only also Machma Sofuk, the Moshal, the Eir of Shaila, and it comes to opening bottle Shaila, all these sorts of Shailas, what you have, there's a Mochem, there are those which are not been made, so it depends how stark you hold of it. Okay. I think we're enough said about this. This is an interesting topic, but the Shaila, this is quite a common Shaila. A person receives a bottle of wine from a goy, and now he wants to know, can he use the bottle? What should he do with it? Pour it down the sink, put it in the boat. Pour it down the sink and then put the bottle in the dustbin outside. L'chayim, what you would have thought. There's a big mockum to say that now that he has it ready, he can now, this is a matzav of b'di'evet, and he can now go and give it to another goyish colleague, slash l'chmos, you know, and it'll go back to the original goy. Yeah, so you have to be careful it doesn't go back. But if you want to use it now and give it to a goy, that would l'chayim be okay for Ashkenazi. Okay, that's interesting. You could also clear, is it mutter to go and buy from a goyish shop with the intention of directly giving it to a goy? What do you say to that? Like at Amazon, really go to Amazon, click, you're buying a bottle of wine, and tell them to deliver it to the guy.
You can't do that.
What would be the problem with Victor?
You can't buy it from two cottages, but you can't
have it. So Victor straight away said, you can't have that, because you're being benefiting from this bottle, right? And therefore the choyish that would be a problem. Victor, I've got Grace and sad to say that that should be okay, and I saw this actually in a few spots. Think about this. We are getting a bit complicated, and I'm going to move on. But I must tell you, think about it like this. The shayla the Rama talks about is where I have received already a bottle. I paid for it, and I didn't know that halacha. I've got in my possession a bottle of wine that I paid £20. I knock on the Rav's door. What can I do with it? So he says, look, it's yours, but the Eved, you can benefit from it and give it to a kohen. Very nice. But if it was never mine to begin with, and I initially go to the shop and I say, buy it for Yenem, who said that's cool, that I'm being there? I pay for the purchase and I'm give it. It's not as if they're giving me free. It's not the same as the Ramos case where I got in my rishus, point number one. Now, what I do with it...
There's no free lunch.
It's getting something back.
It's the same idea.
I never had enough of the yayin, ever. I never had enough of the yayin.
Oh.
Ever.
So you can see. I think this is a 40 minute share. It's a starting day share. Really, it's a bit complicated. And the Maisa, there are Muslim there. The Maisa
is. Can you do it on Amazon or not? You can.
Sorry?
So you could do it on Amazon.
That should be avoided. That should be avoided.
I don't know where it's from.
Okay, I can see it's not worth cutting corners over here because it's just too complicated. Let's move on to the halachas. A few nekudas for negeya to geneva. So we've got a shayla like this. So to steal and pinch your pen, that would be a shayla of geneva. My shayla is, what happens if I just want to borrow something, just for 5 minutes. So let's say it's raining outside, and I see there's a few umbrellas by the door, and I know that you're davening shacharis, and you usually stay for the end of davening, there's no reason to assume otherwise, and of course you're going to be here for every day I see you, stay here till 11 o'clock, and I just need the umbrella to get something from the car. So can I just grab an umbrella just for a minute until I go and get something from the car and come back? You think it's wrong, but what? And the tucket is wrong, but what should there be a problem? What are you going to call me? What are you going to call me if I do that? Shoyel Shalomidas, exactly. Shoyel, if you borrow something, Shalomidas without permission. What are you called? If a person is Shoyel Shalomidas without permission, what's he called? He's called a Gazna. The Gemara is Machlokas Huda and Chachomim say that you're considered a Gazna, even if you intend to return it. I'm a Gazna just for 2 minutes.
That's
it. If that item is a mitzvah item, then we're going to say Nichalei Le'inish, that person has this das already, that's okay. But if it's an umbrella, well, I take your car key, I see your car key on the thing, and I just need to get something from my house, I'll be back in a minute, and I don't tell you. Yeah, so why is it that's called a shoshomi das, that's called a gazlan. Okay, that we understand is called a gazlan. But there are certain things that people are not mapped on, right? If it's a much minute amount of ishtamshus, and it's not going to get damaged, let's say a person's got a hat brush local, right, you see there's a hat brush, or even a pen. If a person's got a regular biro pen, one of these pens that they last, you know, for 5-6 years, yeah, you keep it. If you see it local, there is basis to say that this is not something that gets used up. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, if it's something that's very unlikely to get damaged, and it doesn't get used up, basically, it doesn't get used up, then we can say that you can assume that it will be maskil. So it is interesting. Shosh Lemidas, what happens if there's a universal acceptance that a person won't be maqmid, that would be okay. Okay, so that's been again to borrowing something. Now, here comes the big asset, here comes the big shayla. Here comes the massive shayla. If I drive my car and I can't find a parking space, have you ever had this problem? You can't find a parking space. Now I see you've got a very good driveway. You've got a geschmacka driveway outside your house. You know what? You're not there, or even if you're there, I know that you've got shit tonight. I'm going to park in a driveway. I'll park my car in a driveway. I'm only for 5 minutes. I just need to drop something off, local, and I'll get in the car. I know there's no one else at home. No problem. Is there any problem in driving my car? Obviously, I'm going to try and not get caught, right? Obviously, I know that you're in the office now. Yeah, it's fine. Your wife's out of town. I'm just parking in your driveway. Just for 5-10 minutes. Any problem with that?
Geneva.
Oh, it's such a funny concept. It's Geneva to go in someone's property? Is that true? The Rashbam writes that to go in someone's property without permission is called Geneva. You would have thought Geneva is I steal your pen, it's Geneva, right? You understand that. But if I go into someone's Rashus and I don't ask permission, that's Geneva? Rashbam says yes. Oh, kaka in an exedus means you can't steal it in that sense. You could be a shoyl. You could be a shoyl on someone's character. You could borrow it, so to speak, like hiring it without paying. And that's called shoyl and shoyl das. And this creates a massive chumrah. Sorry, Absalom. A massive chumrah. Listen to me over here. You've got like this. You've got like this. Imagine you go summer holidays and you go to a park and it says a pay on display. And it's like literally 10 minutes before 5 o'clock, where from 5 o'clock you don't need to pay. And you're very excited, you know, you finally come to the stage that, you know, it says you pay £2.50, you're going to have a way with it. No one's going to come next 10 minutes. You take the chance, kashmak. It's kashmak a feeling where you should have really had to pay £2.50, and because it's only 10 minutes left, now, Baruch Hashem, we don't have to pay £2.50. There's a certain kashmak in that. Although you buy a box of chocolates for £10 afterwards, it doesn't matter. I'll save £2.50 over there. It's very geschmack. The shayla is to park your car in an area which is a privately owned car park, which is a regular business in the UK, where there's a freeholder and the leaseholder uses it for a car park. He gets his money from the people parking there and he passes on to the freeholder. He answers that. That's the business. Therefore, the karaka belongs to a goy. I'm assuming it could be to you, but most of them belong to a goy. To use someone's property without rashus is called gezela, that's what Rashbam tells you. And with gezela, by a goy, there's no difference to yid. With gezela, actually using something else of
the goy. Goy is not for these 10 minutes. It doesn't expect you to put in 250, 10 to 5.
Who said he is?
Is there?
It's my risk. I'm gonna get £30 ticket. It's my risk.
Okay. We're gonna tackle that point. Yeah, let's just read it. Let's just finish off the reading it. If this Rashbam is correct, which they bring down in the halacha, that to use someone else's property without reshus is considered gazela. That means if I park my car on your driveway, it's gazela. It needs al-chit for that because it's gazela. That's the sixth zone. Then with the goy, there's no enough kibbutz because gazela sakum is the same. It's only bahatol which was different, but gazela sakum is the same. Obazoi, to park my car in an area which goyim don't allow me to do so, that would possibly be a shayla of gazela. So it won't even help if I say, I don't mind the risk. Now, Rav Simcha brought our point, okay, but I might get a fine later on, £8 fine, but it seems that the fine is just to be mechazuk that you should have to pay the £2 meikorah. It's not saying you've got a choice, either pay the £2 or get caught and pay £80. They wanted to pay £2.
They don't. They want to charge you £30. They don't want you to pop. They don't want you to pop.
Let's leave that. Don't pay, then you're liable to. So it's giving you a bit of a choice.
Okay, so you could look at that. If that is the case, I don't think so. Right. Again, with Chesh Mishpat, there's always opinions, right? And everyone's entitled to their opinion. But the way I look at it, the Svar Chitonia is to say, if you own a car park area, you want for the business to run normally. You want everyone to pay, right? And the way of enforcing the payment of £2 is by saying, listen, if you don't pay, here's 80 quid. So you got okay, if that is true, then l'chore, that would be a shayla not to pay. It would be an endless shayla. Shalom, again, it's quite tempting. Again, till I find a good raya as nisht, I really feel it should be a shayla. If you go on a holiday and you go to a park,
so this
you
is have easy, this urge,
I don't need to pay. It's not so posh. I think it's a shayla of gazela.
If I go with my wife, I'm sitting in the car and I run into a place, she's sitting about paying. Is that awesome?
No, because they don't.
Well, run out, I'll just drive off. No, parking here without paying.
No, because they allowed someone sitting in the car, they don't have.
They'll come and say to you, please move.
Okay, that I think is you have to see the lease, you have to see the wording, yeah?
And if the car park says first 15 minutes free, is that easy?
Yeah, that's it, then that's fine.
No, the health is 15
minutes. Yeah, I guess that would be okay. Yeah, so but what I'm trying to say is that the initial geschmack of trying to get rid of the £2.50, the £2 fee. It's not always. I personally need a raya and a hokel on this shayla because it's using someone else's property when they're makbid. If the Rashbam writes is considered gazela, and the guy is not so
big, has to make come and park
and
there.
Therefore, and let me ask you this shayla: to park on someone's curb, which has got a dropped curb. Sometimes you come outside your house, and if you've got a dropped curb outside your driveway, you can see someone parks over there. No shayla gazela, no real gazela, because it doesn't belong to you. You've just got zechus to use as an entrance in and out. It's a civil offence. It's not a criminal offence.
A person can't
be to block someone's pathway. Is a civil offence. A person can't be arrested for it. So it's a dina de machus dina, which is not even so posh. It doesn't go under gazela, but it's definitely not the correct thing to do. But again, at this point of going a parking and someone in the car park without paying, I would need a raya. If the olim can hear a raya, anyone if you hear over time a raya to be Michael, will be geschmack to it.